to it.
Peckerwood.
Yeah. Have you ever heard people refer to as Peckerwoods?
It's white.
Yeah. Is that a term that blacks would use in reference to white?
It is a rather old word I have heard it used, yes. It's a rather old, you know, word.
Don't hear it much anymore?
No.
What did it mean?
It meant a white person.
Just a white person?
Yes.
Was it used in any sort of particular sense?
Perhaps a very poor white person.
So it wasn't complimentary things?
No.
And an animal that has a white stripe down its back can smell bad.
Has a white stripe down his back.
Yeah, it's black with a white stripe down.
Is it a pole cat?
Sure.
I've never seen one, but I'm just assuming that's what you refer.
What about a collective word that would refer to animals that are bad, about breaking in your hen roost and killing your chickens?
Fox.
Okay. Animals like foxes or...
Oh, the foxes are the...
Weasels or something.
Yes, weasels. Dogs do it too.
Yeah. Do you have a general word that would refer to them all together? Like you might say, I'm going to get my gun and take care of those.
Animals.
People around here use the word varmints.
I haven't heard it. The only time I've heard it was the Beverly Hillbillies.
Okay. Well, it's a pronoun.
Granny uses the word varmint.
Yeah, right, okay.
The people and animals.
Right. Okay. Bushy-tailed animals that you see running around.
Squirrel.
Different types that you know about?
I don't know the kinds of squirrels. The only thing whatever he is, if I see one, he's a squirrel. But as far as the kinds, I don't know them.
Gray squirrel, fox squirrel.
Well, I've read those kinds of names, but I don't know them apart.
Okay. What about an animal that's similar to a squirrel, but it's smaller? Doesn't have the big bushy tail.
Rabbit?
Well, this one's more, doesn't have the big ears like a rabbit. It's really similar to a squirrel. But
Clams trees?
No, usually stays on the ground. Smaller animal, might be as big as your hand.
It's not the rabbit, it's not the possum. It's not the...
Do you know chipmunk, the ground squirrel?
Oh, the chipmunk, yes. Yes.
Have those around here?
I don't think so. No. Very few.
What kinds of freshwater fish can you find in this area?
You can find brim, crab. Of course, catfish you too found here. This area.
Okay. What kind of seafood do you like?
I'm not a great lover of seafood. Maybe shrimp and oysters, probably. But, I eat it more than I do anything else.
Okay. Do you have an animal around here that usually stays around ponds and makes a croaking sound?
Not the turtle, is it?
No.
Croaking sound, you say?
Yeah.
Stays around water.
Some people eat the legs.
Legs. Oh, frog.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I think they call those what? The bullfrog? Yes.
Do you have a name for one that stays on the land mostly?
Toad frog. Yes.
Do you have one that's a tiny little thing? Does it get much bigger than this? That's fully black.
Frog was on.
Okay, tree frog, spring frog, rabbit frog.
Yes, I've heard of the tree frog, yes.
Tree frog. Okay. Now you mentioned turtle. That's what you would call the animal with the hard shell that stays around the water.
There's turtles and terrapins stay around there.
Both turtle and terrapins stay around the water. Could you characterize the difference?